And welcome to Hope Chats. This is episode 3, and we'll be discussing New Hope for Addiction. And I'm really, really excited because today the special guest that we'll be able to hear from, which a lot of you will know, is John Aull. And John, thanks for joining me on Zoom today.
It's great to be here. Thanks for asking me.
Oh yeah, no, it's an honor. I look up to you in so many ways, and you've been such an influential mentor in my life. And yeah, and then to help so many people with just finding freedom from addiction. And could you share a little bit about that? What's your experience? Maybe some people don't know you who are watching this live or the recording. What's your background with helping those find freedom and new hope in addiction?
Well, about 15 years ago, the director of the chemical dependency unit at Potsdam Hospital invited me into her office and said, "John, none of my men counselors want to teach men's issues. Would you teach that?" I said, "What do you want me to teach?" And she says, "You figure that out." So I started teaching men's issues and did my research on addiction through studying the 12-step movement, studying the psychology, the sociology, the neurobiology of addiction, and of course what the Bible has to say. And so I've been spending the last 14 years studying that out. I've developed the website. We've also started a halfway house for women in recovery over in Canton, and that's been a blessing. So I teach at those places.
Wow. So a lot of experience, a lot of practical teaching, helping those. And and the website you mentioned, I'll just make mention of that right now, is that link can be found in the description on YouTube and Facebook. So if you're interested, you can check that out. Well, John, thanks so much for being here. I just had a couple of questions for you just on the topic of addiction, especially with the COVID-19. All of us are home, and it can be really, really hard. There's all different kind of pressures, stress, changes, adjustment. And I'm sure some of those are watching live or the recording. It can be easy to either start an addiction that maybe you didn't have before, potentially relapse into that. But just for all of us who are on the same page, what exactly is an addiction?
Well, addiction means different things to different people. And I can say rather casually, I'm addicted to chocolate. But the place of chocolate in my life is far different from the place of cocaine in the life of a cocaine addict. Nevertheless, I can still be addicted to chocolate. If you look at the dictionary definition, it says exhibiting a compulsive, chronic, psychological or physiological need for a habit-forming substance, behavior, or activity. In other words, you want it, you need it, you gotta have it. And so you keep doing it and repeating it. A biologist would say, is my brain activity controlled by an addictive substance? The body can ingest some chemicals and handle them in moderation. Other chemicals just reach out and grab control in very dramatic ways. So there is a difference there. A behavioralist would say, am I behaving like an addict? There's the diagnostic statistical manual that lists 11 criteria to measure substance abuse. And the more you do, the more addicted you are. Things like, can I stop? Does it interfere with my relationships, my work, my finances, and things like that? Psychologists would say, are my feelings or my thoughts controlling my behavior? Am I just urging and then go do it, or am I controlling things with my thoughts? I would add a motivational, what's the inward driving force in my life? Why am I engaging in this pleasure? Am I escaping something? And then spiritual, are my behaviors, my thoughts, my feelings all submitted to God? Is my experience of pleasure connected with my relationship with God and his values and his purposes? When we separate pleasure from our relationship with God, we open the door for addiction and all kinds of dysfunction. So those are some basic definitions. I think a beautiful definition of addiction is in scripture in the book of Ephesians chapter 4, starting at verse 17. Now, excuse me, this I say and testify in the Lord that you must no longer walk as the Gentiles do in the futility of their minds, having been darkened in their understanding, having been alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardness of their hearts. Fleeing their pain, they have given themselves up to sensuality, to practice every kind of impurity with greediness. And I think you have some very clear factors of addiction there. One, futility of the mind. They don't have any real solid purpose and meaning in their lives. So what difference does it make? And having been darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God, their thinking is messed up, their values, goals, priorities in life, they don't have them, or they aren't good ones. And so they can do anything, and they don't have a walk with God. Jesus is not the center of their lives. And this is because they don't know any better, and they don't know any better because they've got a hard heart. They've blocked it out. I don't want to know. If I know, I'll have to change. And then fleeing pain, the word there, most translations miss that, but that's the substance of the word. It's generally translated callousness. It's fleeing pain. They've given themselves to sensuality, various physical pleasures, to practice every kind of impurity with greediness. And that word greediness is referring to a desire for more and more and more. You never get enough. And that's very characteristic of addiction. It's called tolerance. You take a little bit and your brain neutralizes that. So you have to do more. Your brain works on that and you keep upping the ante and you need more and more and more. And that's a good biblical definition, I think, of addiction and how it works.
Yeah. Thank you, John, for sharing that. And just, I appreciate all the different ways you describe the definitions of addiction from a couple of different perspectives. I think that can speak to those who are watching on YouTube or Facebook, whether live or on the recording. I know that's helpful for me. And thanks for sharing that passage too, from Ephesians. The next question I want to ask, I'm sure some of us are watching the live or the recording later, and potentially they're stuck in an addiction. So they're like, I would love new hope from addiction. And whether it's a recent addiction that just started in the last couple months, or maybe it's a relapse, or they've been in one for a while, whether it's publicly known, or maybe it's privately hidden, but they're looking for freedom. What are some steps people can take to find freedom from addiction?
Well, the first step, I think, is the most important step, and that is getting your walk with God in order, making him literally your higher power, as the 12-step movement would say. He is your God, and having a daily walk with him in your quiet time, being involved in a good fellowship, communicating with other believers, having a relationship there, being involved in ministry, but getting your walk with God taken care of first and foremost. Secondly, is getting sober. If you're addicted to a chemical, getting off of that. If it's sexuality, pornography, or whatever, making the breaks with that, getting it off your computer. Now, if you have a chemical addiction, it's probably important that you get involved in a detox at a hospital, because if you don't, you can die just dropping a chemical immediately, and you need medical supervision. But then you want to also get accountability, somebody who's been through this struggle before and come out with Christ as Lord and been victorious over it, somebody that you can communicate with regularly and talk with them about it. They don't necessarily have to have been involved in that addiction, but they need to understand addiction and be able to help you. And then deal with what's the driving force that led you into addiction, that pushes you there and keeps you there, those pains in your life. And pleasures. What's the driving force? And deal with those in a healthy way. Start solving your feelings instead of, start solving your problems instead of your feelings. And then fill your life with purpose and meaning and healthy joys in the kingdom of God. I think that's a good stepping stones for really dealing with addictive issues.
No, thanks, John, for sharing those steps in there. Mm-hmm. I really appreciate how you brought out too that reminder of just solving your problems and not your feelings. Mm-hmm. Especially right now, there's so many feelings you can have with COVID-19, just all the impact. And I don't want these feelings right now. So that could blend us to going right to Jesus and dealing with those feelings and the root problem in a healthy way, or just covering it up with some kind of addiction temporarily, right, in the moment, but it doesn't actually bring us freedom.
Yes.
So no, thanks for that. The last question I wanted to just ask is, so for those maybe watching live or the recording, so maybe they're not struggling with an addiction right now or currently, but maybe they have a friend, a family member, a loved one who is, they're just trapped in addiction and they're longing and potentially even praying for freedom. What are maybe some encouragement or anything you might want to share to someone who has a loved one who is stuck in addiction?
Yes, that's a very good question. I think one thing is that the person struggling with addiction needs to be in a position of, hey, I've got a problem and I want help. You really can't help somebody if they don't want help. And so a lot of times you need to lead the person to a position where they want help, a wife or a relative, a friend. A lot of times they'll schedule a meeting where the other relatives and friends all come together and confront the person and say, hey, you need to shape up here or we can't continue on in our relationship. And that's a scary thing, but it sometimes is a necessary thing. But if, assuming that the person wants help, you need to help them realize that there is a healthy outcome and that they can be set free from this addiction, and help them know that you love them, that you want to support them and be with them in their struggles. Connected with that, though, is what's called a codependent. A codependent is somebody that an addict is looking for to help them get all the needs that they have for their chemical dependency. They run out of money. They need more money. Hey, can I borrow some money? can you help me? I need help here, here, and here so that I can continue doing my addiction. And you don't want to be a codependent. You need to be careful that you don't become a codependent. But you can be their accountability partner, and you can work with them in thinking through why did I get involved with that? What feelings am I trying to solve in my life rather than the problem? And what are the real problems in my life? Where's the pain really coming from? And how can I deal with that? And help them think through those things where you become the accountability partner. Maybe it's finances, maybe it's their job, their life circumstances, their relationships. Physical pains. A lot of addicts are addicts because they have physical pain that's not really resolvable, and help them in dealing with pain in their lives that maybe they can't ever really resolve, but they can still find God's peace and God's joy in that. And so be there for them, be that accountability friend, be someone who's going to be loving and supporting them through their struggles.
Yeah. That's great. Thanks, Sean. That's super helpful. And it's nice. It's real practical things you could apply even today. I so appreciate you taking the time to just join me on Zoom and on the live streams on Facebook and YouTube and just share. I didn't ask this ahead of time, so I might catch you off guard a little bit, but I'm sure you won't mind. But would you mind just wrapping up our time, just praying for those who are watching? Or maybe they're in addiction or they're trying to get a friend out of an addiction, but just maybe just closing in a prayer as we're wrapping up our time together.
Okay. And I do want to remind people that there is that, and I do have a website that discusses this in much greater detail. And I'm very glad to deal with people on a one-on-one basis. Email me and we'll set up some contact, and I'd be glad to talk either on the phone or through emails about this. So okay. Let's pray.
Thanks, Sean. Yep.
Lord, I thank you that you have come to set us free from sin in all of its forms. And I thank you that the power is there in Christ to make us a new person, to give us victory, and to fill our lives with purpose and meaning and true joy rather than escapism. Thank you, Lord, for being there. And I pray for those that are listening that are struggling with addictions, that you would help them to see the hope of the gospel.
Yes, God.
And to find your strength and your wisdom and your grace to deal with those pains. I pray that you will, Lord, every one of us knows somebody who's struggling with addiction. And I pray that you'll help us in reaching out to them and being a friend, a true companion, and someone who will help them to find freedom and to find the real purpose and meaning in life.
Yes, sir.
Lord, give us wisdom and insight and strength as we seek that freedom, as we help others seek that freedom. We pray this and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, John, once again, for just sharing super helpful information. And I so appreciate your having the website that there, you can go a little bit deeper into all this and get into that. So I think I have a little echo reverb going right now. Hold on. Yep. Sorry. I had a little echo reverb, but, and that you're also willing to connect with people, and we'll get your email on the description in case people want to contact you.
Great.
Directly. So thanks again, John. And thank you for those who are watching live and watching the recording. This is episode 3 of Hope Chats and New Hope for Addiction. And we plan to be here next week as we continue in this series of just providing hopeful conversations. So have a great rest of your day, and God bless.
God bless.